pregnant man or bullied girl? By now, most people have heard tall tales about pregnant men. Pregnant men, as non-delusional or honest people acknowledge, are fictitious. They don't exist except in the fertile or deceitful imaginations of progressives who live and move in a science-denying unreality, the likes of which we find only in primitive civilizations. Let's take a closer look at the most recent pregnant man to pop up on the pop scene, which it seems is the only scene that matters to most Americans anymore. This pregnant man is Tristan Rees, who is now and always has been a woman. As of this writing, Tristan is about 8 months pregnant with her male partner, John Chaplow's, aka Biff, baby. Since Tristan has retained all of her female body parts, she and husband John got pregnant the old-fashioned way. In fact, this is Tristan's second pregnancy. Her first ended in a miscarriage in 2016. In the video in which Tristan explains that she has all her female body parts, she also explains that she has never hated her female body as some men who identify as trans do. One thing that is notable in the video is that Tristan has very feminine mannerisms. If she were actually a man, some might describe her as effeminate. Tristan claims to be gay despite the fact that she is a woman and her spouse is a man, and John, her husband, claims to be gay despite the fact that his spouse is a woman and has all her woman's parts. Apparently, sexual orientation is not quite as fixed as homosexual activists have long claimed. Homo activists have long claimed the following. Homosexuality, that is, the romantic and erotic attraction to persons of the same sex, is immutable. In other words, they were born that way. Two, since homosexuality is immutable, acting on such feelings is both intrinsically moral and a civil right. Only sociopaths actually believe the implicit claim that it is morally legitimate to act upon every feeling we experience as long as it's seemingly intractable. Homo and trans activists make generous use of proverbial bait and switch tactics used by unsavory salesmen from time immemorial. While homosexual scholars have long claimed that homosexuality is not fixed, homo activists have been saying it is as fixed as skin color. But now trans activists and even homo activists are telling us that physical embodiment has nothing whatsoever to do with homosexual attraction. In fact, voluble homo activist Zach Ford, senior editor of Think Progress, says that anyone who thinks body parts matter when it comes to sexual attraction is transphobic. Well, that makes the entire homosexual activist movement transphobic. Homo and trans activists are telling us that body parts, reproduction, clothing styles, hairstyles, makeup, mannerisms, and interests, for example, dolls versus trucks, hunting versus scrapbooking, have nothing whatsoever to do with maleness or femaleness. If that's the case, if there is nothing differentiating maleness from femaleness, they don't exist. And if they don't exist, then there is no reason for all those nonsensical sex-segregated restrooms, locker rooms, showers, shelters, jails, dorm rooms, nursing home rooms, and semi-private hospital rooms for anyone. There's no sensible reason to permit them for anyone, including the foolish people who yet believe in the myth of male and female humans. Well, that's where progressives are leading us, baby step by baby step. There's something else notable in a video Tristan and her parents made 6.5 years ago for Dan Savage's It Gets Better campaign. Tristan's adoring foster sister, who is 9 years older, explains that Tristan was a very happy, much-loved little girl until about fourth grade when she started being bullied. The bullying intensified and became relentless throughout middle school. Tristan shared part of her painful story, a story to which many children can relate and which parents like me, who are unable to protect a bullied child, will find difficult to hear. And I quote, "Kids see weakness and they move right in, and I was pretty weak. People stole my backpack, my jacket got flushed down the toilet, my stuff got thrown over fences, people used to hock loogies into my locker so my stuff was covered in spit and stuff. I was humiliated on a daily basis in public schools. I didn't know what to say or do. I didn't know how to stand up for myself. And I don't know that I thought I was worthy of being stood up for," end quote. Fighting back tears, her sister, who had been abused in foster care and group homes, says, "I never really knew the details of what was going on for him at school, but I knew it was unbearable," end quote. It was after these years of bullying that Tristan concluded she, who had been a happy little girl and never hated her female body, was a he. Is it possible that the little bullied girl who viewed herself as weak and unworthy may have thought if only she were a boy, she would no longer be weak? Some of the former trans men and women about whom I wrote in March explained that they had mistakenly thought they were trans when in reality they were confused. The causes of their confusion included sexual molestation and tragic family deaths. Might another cause be relentless bullying? Might a bullied little girl come to believe that boys are stronger, so if she were a boy, she would no longer be weak? Some years ago, a friend confided that her husband struggled with the powerful desire to become a woman. They had two young children at the time. Later, she told me that when her husband was very young, he had been told to watch his younger 5-year-old sister while his parents were occupied. He became distracted, and there was a tragic accident that resulted in his sister's death, overwhelming grief, and terrible social and professional consequences for the family. Her husband continued to blame himself for the accident. It was sometime after the accident that his desire to become a girl began. Neither she nor her husband had ever thought his guilt over his sister's death might be connected to his subsequent desire to become a girl. Of course, not all men who wish they were women or women who wish they were men were bullied, suffered tragic losses, or were molested. But some were. Progressives fight tenaciously for the right of delusional men and women to obtain falsified birth certificates, and they fight to prohibit by law counseling that might result in greater understanding of the reasons some boys and girls, men and women, reject their sex. In so doing, they just may be standing in the way of healing and wholeness for some.